Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Night Swimmers by Peter Rock, read by Graham Halstead. 1. To swim with another person, out in the open water at night, across a distance without stopping, is like taking a walk without the pressure. The weight of having to carry a conversation, to bring what is inside to the outside. Think of being with someone in a silent room, the tension in the air. Water is thicker, and you can't talk, can't stop moving. Instead, you're together, struggling along, only glimpsing each other's silhouetted arm or head for a moment when you turn your face to breathe. A reassurance that you are not completely alone. I remember the straight black line of Mrs. Abel's clavicle, her shadow on the road that summer, overlapping mine, her collar hanging open another time, her thin hand on the toaster, pushing down the lever, and her palm hovering there, feeling the heat. The low whisper of her voice, her stories of shipwrecks in death's door, the floor of the lake like the forest floor, bones and timbers collapsing, scattered by the currents. I remember Mrs. Abel's slender arms, one, then the other, bent above the surface of the water, her face flashing in the moonlight. We swam through the darkness, parallel, rising and falling across the black swells. Ahead, the distant silhouette.